The advantage was that because the business depended upon a flow of dollars within the community, it was somewhat independent. You had the luxury of being able to speak out on topics that if you were working for the white man at that point and you spoke out on it, you were pulled in right quick. And so if you were independent, and the independence in that frame of reference is if you were a minister, you were deriving a good portion of your income from your congregation, so that gave you some independence. If you're a funeral director, again, you're deriving that income from people who call you, and so that gives you some independence. Teachers, not so much, because their income derived essentially from government. Government had its own point of view about things like segregation, and you therefore were constrained as to what you could say publicly. My grandfather at one point ran for school board, and
do you remember what year?
It would have had to have been in either the 20s or the teens. But I know that the issue was bricking up Meyer Street School, which at that point was a wooden frame structure. And which sounds incredible. I mean, you know, bricking up a school, you know, that's an issue. But it was. And of course, he didn't make it. But strangely enough, as time moved on, the powers that be realized that they had to do some things to improve the school, and it did get improved. My father ran for city council a couple of times in the early 50s, and he spoke out on all kinds of issues. He was a opponent of the urban renewal push.